All right, we should be good.
All right. Well, welcome, everybody. I appreciate everybody showing up, and I hope the change to Zoom wasn't too overwhelming. I think Zoom is a platform almost everybody has used during the pandemic. So we have made the switch just because it's something easier to manage for our remote didactics. So thank you all for the flexibility in making the switch. I hope nobody had to call in the other line and realize we weren't doing it that way. But hope everybody is also staying safe and either finding a new normal or being able to get back to an old normal in some capacity. We'll kind of make it brief today. We don't have a ton of agenda items. So if the first thing that we need to do is approve the minutes from last month. So if everybody's had a chance to review those minutes, if I could get somebody to motion to approve them.
This is Tania. I'll
make a motion to approve.
This is Tania. I'll take a second.
Perfect. All right. Thank you both. We'll go ahead and move on to some old business. So the didactics last 2 months have been remote due to the pandemic and making sure that we don't have too many people into one room and staying true to that physical distancing. Aside from just a few hiccups with our presenters not using a Zoom platform before to present, it really has gone very well on our end. We have sent out a satisfaction survey to the interns. And Catherine, were we getting one for the site or?
No, we're just getting it from the interns about their experience during didactics and how that differs from normal didactics. We've gotten some responses, but it might be worth our intern reps to kind of reach out to the rest of the group to encourage them all to complete it. That'll help us.
Yeah. So yes, Amber, if you guys could make note of that to bump to everybody. We really do want to see how well we're doing with this. We think it has been fairly successful, but we want to make sure that as we move forward, we are doing Tele again in June, so it will be virtual didactics again in June. We want to see if we can get as much information back as possible, just to make sure that we're doing it in the best way that we can. This will also help us craft, the possibility that, if we want to do virtual didactics, even outside of a pandemic, or makeup didactics, or if somebody is not available to be able to join us in person, to avoid makeup didactics, to let them join virtually and be a part of the group interactively. We want to be able to provide those options. So we're going to get some feedback about that and kind of craft that. And then there'll be more information coming to the sites that if we decide to do this outside of the pandemic, we'll have a larger discussion about that. But along the lines of didactics, we also want to remind everybody that our February didactics that we had to cancel due to weather will be made up on June 17th. So your interns will be off-site on June 17th for that makeup period. And I will keep you updated if that one is also going to be virtual. It may be that we do a optional didactics in person the rest of the year if we're allowed to. But if the pandemic and CDC recommends that we stay virtual the entire time, we're going to stay virtual the entire time. So we really are trying to make those decisions as soon as we can so we can get information to the sites and to the interns. But as all of you are pretty well aware, recommendations change sometimes hourly. So we're just trying to stay on top of that and make the best decisions we can with as much lead time as we can. As a reminder, the training director and supervisor orientation is scheduled for Friday, June 19th. We're going to go over the manual in the morning. There are some changes to the manual. Like most years, some of the core stuff will remain the same, but there will be things that all of our training directors need to be aware of as far as changes in the manual. And then in the afternoon, we're going to have Dr. Shelley Farnan, who will be providing the supervisor continuing education training on working with diverse interns. At this time, we're still considering whether this orientation and training is going to be fully tele via Zoom, or Zoom for those outside of Springfield, and in person for anyone who can can join us locally. So the same as the didactics, we're just watching recommendations and seeing what is possible, and making those decisions when we can. We'll keep you posted on that as close as we can, but with as much lead time. Please remember that the orientation is required for all training directors, and it's really highly encouraged for all supervisors, so they know the ins and outs of what they're supposed to be doing on a daily basis. And all of you on the call, the training directors, please reach out to your supervisors and let us know if they're planning on attending either virtually or in person, so we can kind of plan accordingly. Even with virtual meetings, we need to kind of get a head count so we know what we're doing and know how to distribute information and material. Any questions about didactics or the supervisor orientation? Anything to add, Catherine?
No, I guess other than the, I guess, partial clarification on the potential hybrid tele in-person meetings. I think we pretty much decided that if you're not local to the area, we're going to go tele either way. So for any supervisor who would not be local to Springfield, you can probably go ahead and assume it's going to be an intern to probably assume that's going to be tele, if that was my understanding of our conversation before.
Yeah, I think that that's probably the better option if everybody's okay with that. And I'm sure you all are, especially those that need to travel from out of town. I think, I recall that conversation of just saying, we'll keep it as an option no matter what, but we'll let you know whether you can show up in person or not, I guess is the right statement. So we'll let you know whether we have an in-person option or whether it is fully virtual. Moving on to new business, following this meeting, we're going to send out a list of supervisors on file for each one of your sites and a list of any outstanding CV updates. Please respond to us and let us know if there's any changes that need to be made to the supervisor list, any additions, any deletions. We're also asking for training directors to assist us following up with the supervisors who need to update their CVs. Again, very important this year as we're putting everything together for our APA site visit. Make sure those CVs are up to date, and make sure they're bragging about themselves. It just makes it more impressive for APA, but it also helps our interns realize the kind of specialties that we have in our system and the competencies that we have in our system. So be sure to follow up with those as quick as you can. Again, those supervisor lists are really important for us because that's how we distribute information like the CV update. And so if you have somebody that is no longer providing supervision but is still on the list, they're going to continue to get emails and things from us and probably pretty annoyed. So let us know if they need to be removed from the list or if anybody needs to be added because supervision should only count with an NPTC approved supervisor. So if anybody is struggling to meet hours and they're meeting with somebody else who is not on that list, they need to be added so we can count those hours. Anything else on that, Catherine?
No, that should be it.
Okay. The site review and training manual addendums were due last Friday. We still have a few sites who have not turned those in. So if you received a reminder email to complete the training manual addendum, please do that as soon as you can. Again, this information helps us move forward on preparing documents for intern orientation, for distributing materials, as well as all the marketing that we do for the next year. So it helps us. We're seeing more and more and more people coming to the websites and to our social media and then finding our website via social media as they try to research our different sites and the consortium in general. We want to make sure that's up to date. And, that's important for attracting really good candidates for your sites. Also, we have the 10-month hour audit that will be sent out by Tony at the end of May, first part of June, depending on the site pay periods. We kind of try to wait until the pay period's completed to get those hours in. We wanted to provide a heads up that this was coming out, but to also reiterate that all sites should be utilizing the intern monthly activity summary report regularly, especially during this time. We really need to be on top of tracking intern hours and progress to make sure no one is falling too far behind during the pandemic and any kind of quarantine situation or time off site. If you have hour plans in place or requested those, those, please or those were requested, please make sure you respond to those requests and update us as soon as you can so we can make sure everybody's on trajectory to graduate on time. The last time we looked over everything, everybody should be on track. I did have some questions from the interns at Didactics about, you know, are we changing numbers of assessments? Are we changing any kind of numbers for graduation or for our purposes, since we're kind of above and beyond what many states require as far as internship hours? The answer to that is no, we're not changing any requirements right now, other than we are taking unique circumstances into account when we're saying what is an assessment, what is counted as hours virtually or in person for supervision. So we're keeping on top of that and looking at very closely at that, but we need the information and need to know what it is so that we can kind of look it over and say, yes, this plan, you know, fits the bill, or no, we need to get more creative or help you brainstorm different ways to get those hours in or assessments in. So please let us know if you have an alternative plan right now for makeup, or if we requested that because somebody's falling behind. We just want to make sure that we don't have to start making extensions unless it's absolutely necessary. So stay on top of that. Help your interns stay on top of that. It is their responsibility to make sure that they're documenting their hours correctly, but you guys are the gatekeepers for ensuring that's happening. So just stay on top of it. Any questions on our audits or changes to our requirements or anything like that? Okay. Well, that's everything that we had. Catherine, do we have any last minute adds to the agenda?
No, but the only question I have, like as far as hours are concerned, do any training directors currently have any concerns about, you know, after reviewing their interns' hours that we need to discuss or come up with plans right now?
This is Brittany. I have a couple, but I am collecting data this week and meeting with everybody this week so that if we need to put some specific plans in place, we can get on that quickly.
Okay.
Yeah. And just to let you know, as far as assessments, we had already kind of relaxed what the assessment requirement was as far as what constitutes an assessment. And so just so everyone here knows, you know, that can, anything that really helps answer a referral question and helps to conceptualize a case and some treatment planning. And we can use some screeners. I know now that's been the biggest point of flexibility has been what constitute testing or assessment. If they're doing any kind of virtual screeners, any kind of verbal screeners, I mean, over the phone while they're doing a clinical interview, anything to help in addition to the clinical interview, make a diagnostic impression and help with treatment planning, that should fit the bill. But if you have any questions whatsoever about what constitutes those, let me know. I think everybody was fairly well on track with assessments prior to the pandemic. That relaxing that to that point should be okay, but let me know if you have any questions about that. Other than that, our next teleconference is going to be Tuesday, June 9th at 8:30 in the morning. That one's via telephone again. And then on Friday, June 29th, we have our possibly in-person, possibly all virtual, we'll let you know, training directors meeting where we'll also kind of go over what we need to as far as the minutes and agenda.
That's a typo in the agenda. Oh. Sorry guys, it's June 19th.
19th. Oh yeah, 19th.
Hey Dustin, quick question. Yeah. This is Melissa. The clarification that you made on the assessment, are we just, if it's something like using verbal screeners with a clinical interview, is that we're just counting that as a the new one that Catherine added in the tracker, like the diagnostic interview?
Yeah, so I added the clinical diagnostic interview as an option to put in there for this purpose. So you can use that if it feels more like an assessment, we can count it as an assessment. But I do know to look at that particular category as potential assessment counting.
Okay, perfect.
We're all getting creative. So if you have questions about it, let me know. And if we haven't addressed it yet, we'll find a way to address it. I know everybody's been very resilient at doing that for client service delivery. And we're going to do the same thing for internship to make sure that we have a quality internship. But also, you know, just obviously taking into account everything that we need to for the current situation we're all in. So don't hesitate to reach out to me or to Catherine, and she'll direct things if you have any other questions going forward. Everybody's done such a great job keeping us informed. I really appreciate that, but please reach out if there's anything else that we can't be doing. And with that, I think that's everything. And Catherine, you have anything else?
Nope, that should be it.
All right, have a great morning, everybody.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.